This is Central Time. State Republicans are rolling out their plans to respond to COVID-19 in Wisconsin. The Assembly GOP unveiled a package of legislation on Tuesday. Among other things, it calls for teachers to return to their classrooms and state workers to return to their offices. It bans restrictions on church gatherings, and it would give the legislature's budget committee the power to allocate federal COVID funding and to approve plans to distribute a COVID vaccine. Not in the plan, anything having to do with masks. Democrats immediately panned the idea, calling it politically driven. Senate Republicans also came out with a COVID plan more limited than the Assembly's. The two proposals were introduced 2 weeks after Governor Evers rolled out his. He wants to spend $540 million to continue COVID testing and other services being paid for by the feds. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think about the Assembly Republican proposals as you've seen it so far? If you're a teacher or state worker, how do you feel about having to go back to the classroom or office? Where do you stand on restricting church gatherings? Should there have been a statewide mask mandate included? Call 800-642-1234. Sean Johnson is with us, WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
I want to touch briefly on a different issue before we dive into these COVID-19 proposals. Sean, you've been watching court news related to Wisconsin's election outcome. State Supreme Court says we're not going to take up a Trump campaign lawsuit, at least not just yet. What's the latest there? And then in federal court.
Yeah, we have a lot to keep track of right now. So the way that the Supreme Court left it, they did keep the door open for President Trump to challenge the case in circuit courts, which is where state law says challenges to recounts should start. And that is what Justice Brian Hagedorn, the court's swing justice, said in his ruling. You know, he didn't rule on the merits of the case, but he denied the Trump campaign's initial petition because he said these have to start in circuit court. So the Trump campaign sent it to Dane in Milwaukee County Circuit Courts. The Chief Justice consolidated those cases into one case and put them under the umbrella of a retired or reserve judge from Racine County. And so that is now proceeding. There's going to be a scheduling conference in that today. And, you know, the clock is ticking on this stuff.
And then in federal court, you're watching that today. What's happening there?
In federal court, there is going to be, it sounds like, a hearing next Thursday, the 10th, in President Trump's federal lawsuit challenging the results of Wisconsin's elections. That lawsuit seeks to, the word that the lawsuit used was remand the case to the Wisconsin legislature to choose Wisconsin's presidential electors. And so the Trump campaign says they're going to call 4 to 7 witnesses at a hearing on Thursday starting at 9 a.m. That is the 10th of December. And so, you know, we'll say it again and again, clock is ticking here because on December 14th, presidential electors are scheduled to meet to, you know, really, really finalize the results of the election, not only in Wisconsin, but nationwide. There is also another federal case challenging Wisconsin's election results filed by Attorney Sidney Powell, who's been very vocal, prominent, challenging a lot of these cases around the country. And in that case, briefs are due next week, the 8th. So a little bit before the hearing in the Trump case.
All right, let's turn to the thing we originally asked you to come out and talk about, Sean. Can you sum up the COVID-19 package from Assembly Republicans?
Yeah, we just need about 5 to 10 minutes to read through this bulleted list here, Rob, because it's like it's just an extremely broad. There's a lot there, and it's kind of hard to summarize. I mean, a few weeks ago, we were talking about how after Governor Tony Evers came out with his COVID-19 bill, there was no Republican counterpart. I mean, Representative Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly, came out and said, "We don't have a bill." They kind of have one now. I mean, they have in this gigantic summary from the Nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau. They have about 50 proposals, and it's all over the place. You know, there's a lot of stuff in there in terms of sending teachers and state workers back to in-person work. You know, there's stuff in there, a lot in there, that would give the legislature more power to do everything from, you know, spend surplus state money to controlling how Wisconsin distributes a COVID-19 vaccine. So, you know, you name it, it's in there. It's a very broad bill introduced by Republicans. And, you know, there's a lot in there that is clearly a non-starter with Democrats.
I've talked to some Republican legislators over the course of this year who said we don't need statewide mandates. There should be local control based on conditions in local areas. If I'm reading this right, Sean, some of the provisions here would override local government's ability to impose certain kinds of health restrictions. What kind of things are there?
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly right. It's kind of the opposite of local control. I mean, it would restrict local control. I would restrict the power of local health officers from ordering the closure of a business unless that closure applies to all types of businesses. So if a local order closes, I would presume that is saying if it closes, say, a restaurant or something in the name of public health, they would have to apply to all businesses. It also prohibits any kind of state or local order from prohibiting gatherings in churches. So that is something that, you know, state law says can be done right now. Of course, a lot of local orders have been tied up in court, and in some cases, local governments have been reluctant to issue those following a Supreme Court decision in this May. But under this bill or this, package of legislation, local power to restrict gatherings would be constrained.
We're taking a look at the package of bills Assembly Republicans unveiled this week related to COVID-19 in Wisconsin. WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson is with us. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you like or dislike about Assembly Republicans' plan? What do you think about making teachers go back into classrooms or forcing state workers to go back to their offices? Limits on local ability to close businesses or restrict the numbers of people in businesses. What do you think should be done at the state level? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@wpr.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our conversation about what the state legislature is doing when it comes to COVID-19 in Wisconsin. Assembly Republicans introduced a package of legislation earlier this week, and state senators also have some plans in the works, the governor as well. Sean Johnson is our guest, WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief. Still time for your calls at 800-642-1234. What do you want? What don't you want when it comes to state legislation passed related to COVID-19? Sean, let's look a little more at the assembly plan. As we said, there are lots of things there. One thing not mentioned in any of these, I think, is anything related to a statewide mask mandate. Is that right?
That's right. And I mean, there's not a prohibition on a statewide mask mandate in the way that you see kind of prohibitions on restricting crowds at churches, for example. The plan is just kind of silent on mask mandates. So it's not in there. It's not in there. They obviously went a different direction.
And there's a lot related to schools in this, Sean. Can you tease out some of the points when it relates to education?
Yeah. So, I mean, for one, it would require teachers to be physically located in a school building when they're instructing students, unless teachers provide schools with the doctor's note on why they don't have to be there. And the state would withhold funding to districts that don't comply, and they'd be on kind of a graduated schedule as to when they would withhold those payments. If a school wanted to go to virtual instruction, it would require a 2/3 vote by local school boards, but that board's approval would only last for 14 days. So if the school wanted to keep in virtual instruction, it would have to, take votes every 2 weeks in order to continue it. And then it says that school boards would have to pay parents $371 for each student if the schools are providing virtual instruction. So there would be a financial disincentive to a school remaining in virtual instruction. So it doesn't quite take the step of mandating that teachers and students be physically in those buildings, the classroom, the school buildings. But it does require teachers to be there, and there are some pretty big penalties in there and kind of headaches in there for schools that don't want to follow those requirements.
We talked to the head of the Wisconsin Hospital Association, 10 days ago or so. They were looking for things like funding to help with making sure they are staffed, that they have the resources to deal with this growing number of COVID-19 cases over the last month. Is there anything in here along those lines?
In terms of funding for hospitals?
Yeah.
It gives the finance committee more power over state funding. There's kind of some discretionary funding that was granted to the finance committee in the last COVID bill that the legislature passed back in April, that sunsetted, went away. And so this would bring it back and then add some of that to the power of the legislature to spend that money. But as far as like something specific to the hospitals, I don't think there's exactly something like that in here.
And now that we've been focusing on the assembly, what have we seen from the state Senate this week?
The state Senate is taking a much different approach than the assembly or than Governor Evers. I think you could say that Governor Evers and assembly Republicans have proposed a lot of stuff. There's not necessarily a lot of overlap in what they agree about. The Senate is proposing very little. They are saying that we want to take money that a surplus in medical assistance funding, and we want to use that to fund COVID-19 issues. So essentially, they want to take money that's already there and redirect it for kind of unspecified issues related to COVID-19. And it gives you a sense of what the new Wisconsin Senate is like. I mean, they have a bigger Republican majority there now. They have different faces. They have a new leader. And right now, they are very content to say, we don't need to come back and deal with this in calendar year 2020. And we don't need to necessarily embrace this stuff that our Republican colleagues have proposed in the state assembly.
And finally, Sean, the reaction from Governor Evers to both chambers.
He was, there's a lot in here that there's, you just know there's no way that the governor would get on board with. But he didn't spend a lot of time criticizing that when he talked about it to reporters. Actually, in the prepared statement from his office, he was kind of noncommittal, said he wants Republicans to come out with plans and work together on a proposal that will pass both houses with bipartisan support. He criticized Senate Republicans for not coming to the table, with their own plan. So not like especially harsh words from the governor there, but you can see that, if this is a negotiation, at least publicly, they're not in the same ballpark, really.
Sean, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob.
Sean Johnson is WPR's State Capitol Bureau Chief. We talked to him about the package of bills Assembly Republicans unveiled this week to address COVID-19.